This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. We continue our series Noble Quran Stories. And in this majlis, inshallah, we discuss Sulaiman alayhi salam and the ant. Yes, an ant, an insect mentioned in the Noble Quran. And in fact, subhanAllah, the entire surah is named Surah Al-Naml, the surah of the ant. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, what is the story between Sulaiman alayhi salam and the ant? We find number one, that Sulaiman alayhi salam, the stories related to him are mentioned many times in the Noble Quran. He himself is mentioned, his name is mentioned 17 times in the Noble Quran. And we know that Sulaiman alayhi salam, or Solomon as some call him, Sulaiman alayhi salam had great power, great authority and great kingdom and dominion. He knew the speech, the language, the communication of the animals, of the jinn he had under his control. Walhamdulillah. So what is the story between Sulaiman alayhi salam and the ant? Well, we open up Surah An-Naml, the Surah of the Ant, verses number 18 and 19. Allah states, "Hatta idha ataw ala wadi an-naml," that when Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army, when they came upon the Valley of the Ants, Valley of the Ants, because this valley had a lot of ants in it, so it was called Wadi an-Naml, the Valley of the Ants. قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ, an ant, one ant said, or it communicated to the other ants, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ دُخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ, oh you ants, he screams out, and he says, oh you ants, enter your dwellings, enter your houses, enter the places of your dwellings. Why? We would ask why. لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانْ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, so that Sulaiman and his army, they do not trample upon you. They don't kill you, O ants. So that Sulaiman and his army do not crush you. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, while they don't know, they can't see you. They're unaware that you are walking around, O ants. And they might crush you. They might kill you. So get into your homes, save yourselves, and watch out for the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. This verse, verse number 18, subhanAllah. Number one, we see that this ant here, this ant, mashaAllah, he communicated with the other ants. Whether it was via speech or whether it was via whatever means the ants communicate with one another. We find that some mention, well, Allah said here, قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ, that the ant spoke. And the brother, he says, well, I've looked up this matter, and ants don't really speak to one another. There's no sound. Look up the matter, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. There is research that the ants, they do speak to one another. Nonetheless, if they do not speak, if there's no sound emitted between the ants, we say, well, he communicated with the other ants in whatever means of communication that they use. And so he communicates with the other ants, save yourselves, save yourselves. He didn't only think about himself. He was not a selfish ant, or she was not a selfish ant, subhanAllah. Remembered all the other ants. We live in a colony, my jama'ah, my group, my ummah. I cannot forget all of them. And so that's why he could have went and saved himself, but he remembered the rest of his jama'ah. He was not self-centered. He knew that we are in this matter together, subhanAllah. If only we learned that lesson, that we are not in this ourselves, that there's an entire ummah, my ummah, my nation, the people around me, my neighbors, my community, the people of my country, etc. I cannot just only worry about myself. That the true believer, he doesn't go to sleep while his neighbor is still hungry. Allahu musta'an. And when the ant said this, the ant quickly mentions the reason. He didn't wait for the other ants to ask him why. Why should we go into our dwelling places? Why should we run around? Why should we go back to our homes? Why? He didn't wait for this. He gave the answer quickly, and he says, because Sulaiman and his army, they are coming. And we learn from this, subhanAllah, that mentioning the reason behind any ruling, this is beneficial. At least the person who's being ordered or the person who's being prohibited, he accepts it much faster. If they understand the reason behind it, they are more likely to accept it, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And then he also makes an excuse for Sulaiman and the army, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, while they don't know. They don't see you, O ants, and so they might crush you, but they are unaware, subhanAllah. So number one, he warns the others. Then number two, he gives the reason behind the warning. And number three, he makes an excuse for Sulaiman and the army that they don't know. They don't know, subhanAllah. Then continues in verse number 19. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. And then Sulaiman alayhi salam, he smiled and he was laughing due to the words of this ant. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. Because of the statement of the ant, he smiled or he laughed. وَقَالَ. And then Sulaiman, he said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. O my Rabb, inspire me, grant me the ability, the tawfiq, أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكْ. To make shukr for your bounties and your favors and your ni'mas. The mere fact that Sulaiman alayhi salam heard or understood the communication of the ant, he's thanking Allah that I have all of this kingdom and dominion. I have authority over the animals, etc. Oh Allah, I thank you for all of this, subhanAllah. An ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. For the bounties and the blessings that you favored upon me. Wa ala walidayya. And upon my parents. He didn't forget his parents. Wa an a'mala salih. And grant me the tawfiq, inspire me to be able to do righteousness. Tarudahu, that you are pleased with. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika as-salihin. And enter me via your rahmah and via your mercy fi ibadika as-salihin. Make me from amongst the righteous servants of yours, O my Rabb, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after seeing a favor, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, many lessons we can pull out from the story. But before that, a few facts related to ants. So this entire surah named Suratul Naml. And there are over 12,000 species of ants. You have the African ant, you have the South American ant, you have so many different types of ants. And the ajeeb thing about ants, subhanAllah, and we've all seen the ant trying to carry something which is so many times bigger than the ant, and he's able to do it. He does it, mashallah. And so the ant can carry something which is like 20 times its size. And the scientists, they mention that this equates like a small kid carrying maybe a car, 2-3 year old kid carrying a motor vehicle. That's the comparison, subhanAllah. Ants also don't have any ears. Rather, they understand or they know that something's close to them via the vibrations. And they are social insects. They live in colonies. There's a hierarchy. There's the queen ant. There's the female workers, the male workers. And you also find that if there's an ant which is injured, the others, they come to his rescue. If there's an ant who's been injured or he needs some assistance, then they help one another out. They want to cross over something, then they make a bridge amongst themselves, and thus they are able to cross, subhanAllah. Very, very intelligent, mashallah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam and the ant. What lessons can we extract from the story? That the stories in the noble Quran are full of lessons. This is only two verses and numerous lessons, walhamdulillah. The ant, number one, was not selfish, was not self-centered. We're all in this together. He remembered his brothers, remembered his sisters, remembered his colony. Be like the ant. Think about those around you. Don't just worry about saving yourself. Allahu musta'an. Number two, he gave the reason behind the order. I'm ordering you to go to your dwellings. Why? Because Sulaiman and his army are on their way and you might get crushed. So he gives the reasoning behind the matter. And if we give people the reasoning behind certain ahkam, rulings, regulations, you want your son to do something, you give the reason, then they are more likely to accept, insha'Allah. And sometimes we don't really know the reason. Why Salatul Fajr 2 rak'as? Why Salatul Maghrib 3 rak'as? We don't know the reason behind these matters. And these matters we accept. But where we do know the reason, then walhamdulillah, nurun ala nur. Then number 3, we find that he didn't wait for the other ants to ask why. He gave the reason quickly without them even asking, subhanAllah. So there's one matter, when I ask you why, then you give the answer. But here he knows that we don't have time for all of this now. And so quickly he gave the answer. He gave the reasoning behind the matter, walhamdulillah. We also learn, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, there are times of danger, go home. At times of danger, stay at home, subhanAllah. And we know under the current pandemic, corona, etc., and that has been the message to people, stay at home as far as possible. And we hope that at least we find safety and security in our homes. But if we find that the wife is being abused in the home, the kids are being abused, the husband's being abused in the home, then Allahu Musta'an, then it's no longer a place of sanctuary, it's no longer a place of safety. That's the place where you are supposed to find sukoon. But if we're not finding it there, then it's a disaster, Allahu Musta'an. We also find, subhanAllah, that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors that He has bestowed upon us. We learned that from Sulaiman alayhi salam. He makes dua for himself, thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes dua for his parents, that Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, your refrigerator is full, your eyes are working, mashallah, you have food in your belly, you are living in safety and security. How many millions out there, they don't have this, Allahu Musta'an. You probably know where your next meal is coming from. You are sure about your next day's meal. How many people around the globe, they're uncertain about that? How many people are on a ferry right now and they don't know whether they will see land again? Allahu Musta'an. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman understood the communication of the ant and he turned to Allah and he thanks Allah for all of the favors upon him, subhanallah. We find that the Nabi of Allah, Sulaiman, marching with his army, probably it was a critical moment, they might be going to war, etc. But when he overhears, when he gets the communication of the ant, he smiles. He smiles, he's happy, mashallah. Don't be like somebody who's frowning and always grim and grumpy all the time. That if you can't give anyone any charity, at least give them a smile. It's free. And subhanAllah, it's much easier to smile than to frown. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, keep smiling. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us intelligence like this ant here for us to practice. Follow the ant. Follow the example of the ant. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Hayyakum Allah. Until we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.